A jury in the High Court murder trial of Vinod Scantha has retired to decide if the former Dunedin Hospital doctor is guilty or not. The 32-year-old denies killing 16-year-old Amber Rose Rush in her bedroom in February last year. Mr. Scantha is also accused of threatening to kill the prosecution's key witness and his family. Our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown has been following the case.
Did Vinod Scantha kill Amber Rose Rush? That decision now rests in the hands of 10 men and 2 women. Justice Gerald Nation told the jurors the prosecution and the defence agree on some aspects of the case.
It is common ground that when Amber Rose Rush was on her bed, someone cut into her neck with a sharp instrument, causing her to bleed to death. The person who cut her neck must have intended to kill her. The real issue is whether you are satisfied beyond reasonable doubt that Dr. Scantha was the person who killed Amber Rose Rush.
Justice Nation says it's the Crown's case that Dr. Scantha killed Miss Rush to stop her coming forward with claims he was touching up minors, supplying them alcohol and offering money for sex. The Crown says Dr. Scantha's career was already on thin ice with Dunedin Hospital, as he was sanctioned for treating a patient while off duty and after drinking in July 2017. But Dr. Scantha's defence says it wasn't him that killed Miss Rush, and the prosecution's key witness, a teenage boy with name suppression, stabbed her. They say that was the result of some kind of misplaced loyalty to Vinod Scantha after Miss Rush aired the pair's dirty laundry on social media.
The proposition the defence advanced was that he alone was Amber Rush's killer and that Dr. Scantha had nothing to do with it.
Justice Nation addressed defence lawyer Jonathan Eaton QC's claim that if the jury believed the prosecution's witness played a role in Miss Rush's death, then it needed to acquit Dr. Scantha. Justice Nation says that's not correct, and the jury just needs to be confident, beyond reasonable doubt, Dr. Scantha killed the teenager.
A reasonable doubt is an honest and reasonable uncertainty left in your mind about the guilt of Dr. Scantha on the particular charge after you have given careful and impartial consideration to all the evidence.
He told the jury that during the trial they had heard a level of detail about Dr. Scantha's and other witnesses' lives that was unusual for a murder trial.
You've heard a body of evidence from various witnesses as to Dr. Scantha's alleged sexual misconduct, potentially criminal sexual offending, with 3 young women. Now, as I've already explained to you, often a jury never hears about a defendant's conduct on occasions other than he is charged with.
Justice Nation says it was necessary in this case as it went some way towards offering a motive.
The Crown case is that he did have such a motive in that Amber Rush had told him she was serious about going to the police and the hospital and telling them about his supplying minors with alcohol, offering them money for sex and touching up minors without consent.
The jury retired to deliberate its verdicts about 3:15 this afternoon. In Dunedin, for Checkpoint, Timothy Brown.